I never played a bingo game or called a bingo game in my life until 3 or 4 months ago when I was invited to call the bingo games at the mansion on Friday night along with Maria. We both started doing it and we both have loved it. You know, working at the mansion, one of the really big things when you're working with the elderly at this stage of life is just to show up. They really care who shows up and they know who shows up. And on the days where we have to miss a game, we hear about it all week, and they sometimes don't even have it if we're not there. And they love to play bingo. And they're tough, you know. Sometimes there'll be a little cheating. They really are jealous of each other. They worry about the prizes, and they love being there. It's stimulating. It's a sense of community. And it's become a really warm, funny thing. We tell jokes. We laugh. I sing. Maria even sang tonight. They love talking to her. I take some pictures. Usually red comes. It's a great feeling to it. But what it reminds me of is the importance of just being there. Probably the biggest gift for all the things we have gotten them, and thank you for that. I think the biggest gift is just being there, showing up, letting them know that people outside care about them and care enough about them to come and see them and help them out. I've come to the point now where if they need something, they just come up to me and tell me. They trust me to do that, and it's very comfortable. And they're very frugal. They don't ask for anything they don't really need. So the bingo games have become more than a game, of course. It's become a very important ritual in our lives, something that makes us feel very good and very connected. And I've really come to love these people and know them. And I think sometimes vice versa is also true. So I just wanted to share that with you. You know, the bingo games are a lot more than bingo games. And thanks for supporting them along with everything else.